Guten Tag. We is partying on CJSF 90.1. Super fantastic fun, yeah. My favorite radio station in Burnaby, yeah. It's true, yeah, yeah. Catch us with internet. CJSF.ca. Huh, huh.
Bonjour tout le monde. Minasan, konbanwa. Welcome to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. I'm Moz Taylor. This week, show number 1000. And if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast on our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Well, a milestone for the show number 1000, seems like just yesterday. Actually, no, not really. It's quite a ways back that Jazz Boulevard launched in 2004 on a small community radio station in Montreal. Originally, it seemed like a stepping stone to a more professional broadcast career. Then the internet started flushing those jobs. And finally, a hobby became a, what do they call it, labor of love, offered for free to nonprofit stations across Canada and outside Canada as well. As well, since a couple years, podcasts of episodes are available on Mixcloud.com. And I'd like to thank the folks who have come forward and support the show on Mixcloud. Thanks for that, guys. And by the way, if you enjoy the show and you would like to say thank you for all the ongoing work, and if you're able, you'll find a tip jar button on the top of the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca, a sort of buy Moz a coffee, as they say, for any one-time support you'd like to give. It all helps cover the real costs of putting the show out there every week. And the show continues. This week we start going through all the new releases that piled up while we were on our summer hiatus. And that's going to include music from pianist and flautist Gaia Shell. Also a new album from Toronto pianist Hilario Duran and his Latin Jazz Big Band. New music as well from trombonist Andrew Danforth. And coming up in the opening set, I thought I would look back to Jazz Boulevard show number one and see what I started the show with way back in 2004. So here's the opening set from the first episode of Jazz Boulevard. Music from Milt Jackson, Guido Basso, and we'll start it with music from the album Benny Carter Meets Oscar Peterson. It's a Wonderful World. Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Maz Taylor. Well, our opening set, a look back at the opening set of the first episode of Jazz Boulevard. We wrapped up with music from Vibes player Milt Jackson from his 1991 album The Harem. That was the title track. Some solo work from flautist James Moody and saxophonist Jimmy Heath. Flugelhorn player Guido Basso before that from his album Midnight Martini. That saw him working with saxophonist Dave Turner, guitarist Roddy Elias, bassist Fraser Hollins, and drummer Claude Lavergne. We heard the track African Heat. And the set started with a recording from November 14th, 1986, off the album Benny Carter Meets Oscar Peterson, It's a Wonderful World, with Oscar on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Dave Young on the bass, and Martin Drew on drums, Benny on the alto saxophone. Well, we'll keep it going with a couple of new recordings that just came in, and we'll start it with music out of the Toronto jazz scene from Cuban-born Canadian pianist Hilario Duran and his Latin jazz big band from the album Cry Me a River, Night in Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.